You should say. When this was. Who or what disappointed you? What happened? Explain how you feel about that now. Answer. I have been discontented many times in my life. But I remember vividly that, nearly 10 years ago, I was really dissatisfied when receiving my TOEIC certificate. After graduating from college, I was doubtful about my career. My major is business administration, but it's not my dream job. Actually, at that time, I didn't know what kind of job I would like to do. I was really stressed and panicked. I was in a panic. However, after taking an English class at an English center, I was really interested in English, especially in TOEIC. So I made up my mind that I had to change my career to become an English teacher. The problem was that I was not good at English. To become a TOEIC teacher, I need to have a certificate with at least 900 points per 990 in total. In order to make my dream a reality, I studied extremely hard. I studied nearly 15 hours a day, waking up around 4 a.m. to listen to the test and learn vocabulary and grammar. I bought a lot of books about TOEIC to learn and learn from the internet as well. I can say that, at that time, I was obsessed with TOEIC, even though I saw myself learning TOEIC in my dream. After nearly a year of learning TOEIC, I took the first test at IG Vienne. And I got 850 points out of a total of 990. It means that I have to take a test again. Holding a certificate in my hand, I couldn't believe it. I was really depressed and down at that time. But after that, I thought maybe I didn't make a lot of effort to learn it. And the main reason is that I didn't learn from my mistakes. I just did the tests and then checked the answers, but I didn't pay attention to my mistakes. So I learned from my experience and learned deeply in 2 months. After every test, I checked carefully to find out why I made those mistakes and learned from them to avoid them the next time. Hard work always pays off. The result of the next test at IG Vienne was 920 points. I was over the moon at that time. And I was very grateful for what I had done.